Hello.
Hey, I can hear you.
This is much better. Okay.
Okay, what's up, guys?
Hi, we had to do another video for this. We were talking about Olivia Rodrigo and
And the drama between the love triangle, if you know what I'm saying. Okay.
I had to pull it up, so
Wait, I thought we were gonna. Okay, so let's fill you guys in. If you guys didn't know, Olivia Rodriguez posted a new song, her new song,
Olivia
Driver's
Rodrigo,
License, which
driving.
fans started saying is about Joshua
That's
Bassett.
it.
And obviously, when she said, "Now you're out with that blonde girl," she was talking about Sabrina Carpenter because. Uh-oh, Joshua Bassett
Bassett
went to
is
her.
dating Sabrina Carpenter. And here is some, support on us and our assumptions and what's going on. Joshua Bassett asked people to not forget the value of Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter after he was asked about the drama. Joshua Bassett ch just tried to cool down rumors and gossip about Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter after he was asked to choose between their songs. For those of you who don't know, something of an apparent love triangle has been unfolding between the three over recent months after Joshua and Olivia Rodrigo reportedly broke up last summer. But the drama ramped up a year at the beginning of the year when Olivia released her debut single, the record-breaking heart anthem, Driver's License, apparently giving her side of the story. Blah, blah, blah. Since then, both Joshua and Sabrina have seemingly responded to si by the situations by releasing songs of their own. And basically, things have gotten quite messy. Sabrina and Olivia have been questioned on multiple occasions about the drama, their songs and their respective lyrics and have poured cold water on claims that there's any kind of feud unpack. Now Joshua has done the same, telling an interviewer that there was no response to be made to driver's license, and that people shouldn't forget the value of both Olivia and Sabrina outside of the drama. There's no response to driver's license to be made. The 20-year-old told ET Canada, "All I will say is you know that's Olivia's story to tell. Whatever the song is to her is her thing to tell. So I'll let her do that." Anything to say? Blue
Wait, can you
Dynamite?
hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I just connected my AirPods.
Okay.
Okay. So, I got something to say to you all. This
Yeah.
seems pretty weird. But also, on a news report, Joshua Bassett was on a show on doing an interview, and a reporter asked him if you had to pick between Sabrina Carpenter's skin and
Oh, yeah.
Olivia Rodriguez's driver's license, which one would you pick? And fans thought that was a very shady question.
Yeah, very shady. And he was quick to explain, in although heartbreak is a theme on his upcoming EP, it was written over the last couple of years and was therefore not entirely about his relationship with Olivia. So
Let me just say something here. Did you guys hear that? He said he was writing it over the years, which shows the evidence, but he also just admitted part of that song
Was about Olivia.
about Olivia. And obviously, if he's going writing songs that are at least partly about her,
Yeah.
something's going on.
Honestly,
I
I
have a theory. I have a theory that both of them have moved on.
Yeah, and then there was these YouTube videos or whatever about these news about him cheating or something like that. And I was like, what? Was he cheating on Olivia and then got with Sabrina? What's going on here? But this all comes as Joshua was asked to choose between Olivia, as Blue Dynamite said. We already covered that, but You can watch Joshua's full interview with ET Canada here. And you guys can't watch it here because we don't have a link to that. But yeah, that's actually one of the topics about that. And I can't believe that actually happened. Honestly, the fact that people have been circling around their relationship and stuff like that, it's crazy. But guys, remember to check out Blue Dynamite and iHeartSid's YouTube channel. And make sure to watch High School Musical, The Musical, The Series.
Which is releasing a new season in 6 days, exactly March 18th.
Yep.
Also, I want to say something.
What you going to say?
I want to say. Oh, I want to say, imagine how awkward it would be for them. They have to be on a show where they have to be dating each other.
And or kissing at least each other? It is crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
And also, he cheated on her, and they broke up. And I think that they still both have feelings for each other.
Still, because
so, how awkward is that going to be on and off the stage just shooting those films and having to reconnect? But maybe it will start a spark. Because if they know what it's like to be a movie couple, maybe they'll want to be the real thing again. But also remember when he came boyfriend and girlfriend with Mimi before their kiss,
yeah.
He said, "I know this was a showman's. I want it to be the real thing. Maybe it can happen."
Yeah, exactly. But imagine how Sabrina Carpenter might feel about that when she is doing the whole thing. Like, she's watching the show, she's doing all of that. I don't think she might watch the show with Joshua Bassett because that would be totally awkward if that ever happened. Very awkward. I mean, the fact that this love triangle is going on, it's I don't know what's happening. It's like Joshua Bassett is the base of the triangle, and then it's Olivia Rodrigo and, Sabrina Carpenter feuding, right?
But here's the question. Who's supporting the base more?
Exactly. That is true.
And who's the base supporting more?
Yeah. I think the base is supporting Joshua Bassett is supporting more Sabrina. Because reporters saw, or some fans or some press or some paparazzi saw Joshua Bassett with Sabrina Carpenter at a Black Lives Matter march kissing, and it was just not the time. They actually brought it up in a cast reunite thing, and they were actually talking about how Olivia Rodrigo would feel about that. It is not okay to bring that up. And the fact that it's not okay for people to ask whose song is better to Joshua Bassett. It's not okay to do that, but I guess I know where they're coming from.
But yeah, I do know where they're coming from. I'm trying to get the little more scoop because they're the news. I mean, like, that's their job. They get paid to try and get more info.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
Social media.
I think Sabrina too, because if he hadn't liked Sabrina more,
yeah,
then, he would never have cheated on
Olivia.
Yeah. So we're signing off now. Yeah. Remember to go to YouTube, subscribe, and ring that bell for me at Blue Dynamite. My icon is a galaxy, and if you look close, you can see a basketball player.
Yeah.
And a person.
And also,
so remember to look for that. Subscribe to
Blue Dynamite and subscribe here.
Yeah, and also remember, you guys can put in questions. If we get between 25, if we get 25 plus questions sent in by viewers, we will have a whole episode devoted to answering your questions, saying your dares, saying your truths, doing video ideas that you guys wanted.
Yep. Do I get paid for this? Because I want to know where my paycheck's coming. I need my paycheck, okay?
We don't get paid for this, but we ain't doing this for the money, okay?
We ain't doing this for free. No, I'm not doing this for free now.
I'm not going to send you a paycheck.
I'll take your money for this podcast. Okay, guys, we are signing out. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Make sure to tune in for the second episode.
Yeah.